and a very happy Tuesday to you at 12:08. Talk Radio 790 KABC, The John Phillips Show, broadcasting live in exile from the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa Living Room Studios. And it's time to fully reopen the state of California for business. Mr. Randy Wang's at the sports desk in Culver City.
John, just minutes ago, L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon did something he almost never does, and he held a press conference.
He's not a very press-available politician.
And part of it could be that it's hard to understand him sometimes.
I want to clear up a substantial level of misinformation and misunderstanding concerning the David Chappelle's case.
David Chappelle.
What did he say?
Wants to clear up the misinformation about David Chappelle. Oh, there's some other good ones coming soon, too. But he decided, because he's getting so much negative press about the fact that the guy who went to the Hollywood Bowl and brought a knife that looked like a gun and tried to attack Dave Chappelle is only getting misdemeanors. He got kicked down to Mustache Man's office. And even Dave Chappelle's attorney says that's not right. Gascon's got to get out there and defend himself.
It's interesting to me who the California press corps in a one-party state, where Democrats control everything. They control all of the statewide constitutional offices, both U.S. Senate seats and supermajority in both houses of the state legislature, all the big mayor's offices, anything that's worth anything, they control. So if you cover them in the press and you give them negative coverage, they can cut off your information. So the press corps has to have a good relationship with the electeds if they want access to information. So most of the time, what you see is you see laudatory coverage. You see them write mostly biographical pieces about them. Kamala's the first black U.S. senator from California.
I will repeat myself.
Rob Bonta is the first Asian American male to be attorney general in California. And they write pieces like that, and they don't tell you what it is that they're doing, because that would be negative. But every once in a while, there's a politician that emerges that does something to offend the California press corps, and as a result, all they get is negative coverage.
The one thing that you can do to piss off the California press corps is refuse to talk to the California press corps.
That's right. And before he came to Los Angeles, he was not available to the press in San Francisco when he was district attorney up there. I talked to people in the press up in San Francisco, and they all hate him because he did that to them. Ricardo Lara, the insurance commissioner, is another one that's managed to offend them. And I don't know what he did to piss them off, but he did something. Because the only thing they write about him is negative. The sheriff of L.A. County, Alex Villanueva, offended them. Because he's doing his job and they don't like that. That I understand. But Gascon, outside of the LA Times and KTLA, they don't like him.
And I throw in Phil Schumann at Fox 11.
Phil Schumann doesn't like him.
Oh, no. Phil Schumann gets access, but he never asks him a nice question.
No. Well, that's great. I'm talking about the ass kissing. The ass kissing happens at the LA Times and KTLA.
A little bit.
Everywhere else, it's negative coverage. Whether it's talk radio, whether it's the Daily News, Channel 11, Channel 7, Channel 2, they all pretty much tell you reality. But this guy finally had a press conference because Dave Chappelle is firing back.
David Chappelle.
David Chappelle.
Oh, yes. A misunderstanding concerning the David Chappelle's case.
Had to use his full name.
And David Chappelle is definitely not even sugarcoating how pissed off he is. Listen to this. Gabriel Caldwell is Chappelle's attorney. This is what he told the New York Post. Quote, "It's a travesty of justice that Gascon is refusing to prosecute this case as a felony. The city attorney who filed the case is doing his job, but DA Gascon should also do his job and charge this as a felony. Entertainers in L.A. need to know that this is a justice system that will protect them. There is no question here that when someone is violently assaulted by another in possession of a deadly weapon, that it should be charged as a felony, end quote. And then Caldwell went on to tell Rolling Stone the following, quote, this is what Mr. Chappelle wants. Mr. Chappelle wants this case charged as a felony. 10,000 people saw Dave Chappelle assaulted on stage at the Hollywood Bowl last Tuesday night, and the assailant had a deadly weapon on him. The fact that this isn't charged as a felony case by the DA is insane, end quote. That's what Dave Chappelle wants, and yesterday it was the lead story on all the newscasts. Dominated the news cycle. And Gascon is a guy who's already on the ropes because we know enough information to know that we should all hate him.
And the recall is getting closer and closer and closer to getting enough signatures.
That's right. So the man who never makes himself available to the press and never feels the need to explain himself to victims suddenly feels the need to hold a press conference where he explains why he didn't charge this character with a felony. And Randy, it was vintage Gascon.
Here we go, everybody. This happened minutes ago at a hastily called press conference. I would also like to point out, it's very possible that the reason Gascon is putting this out is there's a whole other story that's dropping right now about Gascon. And the fake transgender child molester that he gave juvie to, turns out, before all of that, he committed a moiter.
And Gascon wanted to put him in a juvenile detention facility for girls in Los Angeles.
He is in a juvenile detention facility for girls in Los Angeles. He's supposed to get out next month, but now Kern County has a murder case on him, so he might have to stay in jail. Maybe this time he'll go to a men's prison.
Okay, that is vintage Gascon.
Here we go, as Johnny calls him, Lil Ricky.
Secondly, I want to talk a little bit about the misunderstanding by some, misinformation provided by others concerning the incident involving Mr. Chappelle. In the city of L.A., as it is the case with nine other cities in the county, which amounts for about 50% of the population of the county, we have city prosecutors that handle misdemeanors. They have the jurisdiction for misdemeanor prosecution in those jurisdictions, as it is the case of the city.
Okay, this is one of the tricks that politicians use. When they do something totally outrageous and the merits of the case are obvious to the man on the street, they try to go into the weeds of the process of it. Well, there are misdemeanors that are prosecuted at the city level in the city of Los Angeles and six other municipalities that account for 50% of the total population of the county of Los Angeles. Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter, because if he charged him correctly with a felony, that would be in his office. We don't need to know the rules on what happens if you charge someone with a misdemeanor, because this was a felony, not a misdemeanor.
Yeah, that's not the confusion that's going on here. It's not about the process. It's about you doing your job.
Yes, it is the case of the city of L.A. being the largest one with a population of nearly...
Oh, my God. People. Is he going to start talking about the stock market in Thailand now?
Mr. Chappelle's case.
You know, technically, you should be calling this Mr. Lee's case, because Dave Chappelle's the victim that you're supposed to be representing, but okay.
Well, he always likes to put the victims on trial.
Was reviewed by one of our deputies and our filing team, and she made the right decision when she determined that the conduct in this particular case...
So he's passing the buck. He's hiding behind the skirt of a woman instead of taking responsibility for this awful decision. Well, if you're going to hide behind the skirt of the woman, tell us who's wearing the skirt.
What's misdemeanor conduct? Clearly, Mr. Lee needs to be held accountable for his behavior. But his behavior under California law did not, and I repeat, did not amount to felony conduct. And let me tell you why.
Because you're remedial, that's why.
Mr. Lee was not holding a weapon when he rushed Mr. Chappelle.
That's your argument? Although that makes sense. This is the same guy who argued and argues to death, if you beat your wife with a gun, it shouldn't be considered a gun crime.
Well, it's not like Chappelle ever got stabbed, so what's the big problem here?
I mean, he brought the weapon into the Hollywood Bowl, snuck it past security. Sure, anybody could argue intent there, but he wasn't physically holding it at the time that he tackled him.
Let's review. You're going to a comedy show at the Hollywood Bowl where they serve refreshments. They won't even let you bring in your own candles if you want to light candles in your box. They used to let you bring your own booze in, but from what I understand now, you have to buy it from them because alcohol is a license to mint money.
Well, it's very confusing. If you go to the events that are put on by the Philharmonic, like the Jazz Festival, then you can bring in booze. But any leased event like this, then you got to buy the $100 bottles of wine.
Okay. And they have food there, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And they give you knives and forks if you buy, say, the cheese plate and you want to spread the brie on your crackers.
For only as long as the city council will let them do that.
Okay. So they provide you knives there for legitimate reasons. There is no legitimate reason on planet Earth why you need to bring a knife to a comedy show. Not to cut your cheese, although that came off wrong. Not to cut any food that they would serve you. You don't need it to open up any boxes. There are no alligators that are going to attack you. If you bring a knife to...
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Hollywood Bowl, and ultimately end up assaulting a performer. You brought that weapon with you with the intent of using it either in your attack against the performer or in a scuffle against security.
And we're not talking about a Swiss Army knife here. We're talking about a switchblade where the handle was shaped like a gun.
Who does that? No, that's not a gun. That's a knife.
And we can see that by the video. And we also know that from interviews with witnesses.
You mean like the 10,000 people that saw him get rushed?
Security quickly separated the two men, and Mr. Chappelle was not injured. Later, during the incident, as Mr. Lee was taken into custody, security recovered the folding knife.
He makes it sound like such an innocent weapon.
No kidding. And again, I'm going to refer back to the statement that was given by Chappelle's lawyer, because he's saying that the weapon was not relevant in this assault. Here is what they said. There is no question here that when someone is violently assaulted by another in possession of a deadly weapon, that it should be charged as a felony. That is the official position of Dave Chappelle.
The blade was folded at all the time while in the possession of Mr. Lee.
So it just looked like he had a gun?
And I repeat that again. During the time that Mr. Lee had possession of this folding knife, the blade was always folded.
He was being very responsible with the illegal weapon he snuck into the Hollywood Bowl.
Did he keep the blade pointed down at the ground like you're supposed to?
We also evaluated under California law whether we could charge Mr. Chappelle for a felony of carrying a dirk or dagger.
Wait a minute. He gets assaulted at the Hollywood Bowl, and now you're talking about charging him with a crime?
Gascon may have a little Bidenism going on. I don't believe he understood what he was saying there, because I think he meant to say Mr. Lee, but and nobody seemed to call him on this at the moment, but just listen to this.
We also evaluated under California law whether we could charge Mr. Chappelle for a felony of carrying a dirk or dagger.
That wasn't Mr. Chappelle, Gascon. That was Mr. Lee.
With him, you can never tell. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if, out of all of this, Chappelle is the one that's charged with a crime.
We also evaluated under California law whether we could charge Mr. Chappelle for a felony of carrying a dirk or dagger.
In not one moment does he realize that he misspoke.
No. No, because he's never talking about Lee. He's talking about Chappelle. Because he thinks about the criminal as the victim, and he thinks about the victim as a criminal. So that's why this is the Chappelle case and not the Lee case.
However, because the blade was not, I repeat, was not exposed and locked, it does not qualify under state law.
So a knife isn't a knife unless you stab somebody with it.
It is unbelievable that this guy was ever elected to be district attorney of L.A. County.
What happens when Gascon watches Crocodile Dundee and they get to "This is the knife" scene? What does he think?
Under the section. We additionally went one step further and we looked and see whether there was stalking behavior. What we could charge as individual stalking concerning Mr. Chappelle. And again, we found no evidence of that being the case. Given the totality of the circumstances, this case was referred to the LA City Attorney, which was the appropriate course of action. And by the way, we do this thousands of times.
Oh, that I believe.
And while it is true that Mr. Lee committed criminal behavior and he should be held accountable.
He won't be.
No.
You know what happens to people with misdemeanors? They get out.
The place for accountability in this case, given his behavior, will be by a prosecution by the LA City Attorney who has the jurisdiction to handle this case.
So what's the punishment going to be? He's going to be honored as Woman of the Year by the county next year?
And, of course, the first question to come up as the question and answer portion of this press conference began was, so why aren't you charging him with a felony?
George Gascon is making national headlines for a variety of reasons today, and we'll get to the other one coming up after the news at 1 as part of the Fix California Hour. But Dave Chappelle, who was assaulted on stage by a criminal with a knife, is now pushing back against DA George Gascon, who said no felony occurred that night. Dave Chappelle said George Gascon is, quote, insane. The question came up at George Gascon's press conference earlier today. Okay, we heard your explanation, so we only have one question. Why aren't they being charged with a felony?
We've spoken with a number of people in the entertainment community who feel that by charging this as a misdemeanor, it sends a bad message to those in the entertainment community that they're not being fully protected by the district attorney's office. What can you say to that?
Well, the problem is that the conduct is not felony, right? I cannot make up something up. You know, it would be inappropriate for us to charge this case as a felony when you look at the totality.
All of a sudden, prosecutorial discretion doesn't exist.
No kidding. And just exactly in his mind, what is a felony? If bringing a knife with you to a comedy show and then attacking a performer on stage is not a felony, what is?
When you look at the totality of the circumstances, we look at every case through the same set of lenses. We look at the penal code, which is the process that we have to go by if we're going to prosecute a case.
Do you do that for gang members and murderers? And
I'll tell you what it is, because Chappelle talked about the man that attacked him publicly after the crime occurred, after the felony occurred. And Chappelle said the guy was homeless.
He said he had leaves in his hair.
And was trying to call attention to some other issue I can't even remember.
He was upset because his mother was getting evicted because of gentrification.
Oh, God.
So why are you attacking Dave Chappelle for that? Oh, because you're crazy.
You know what? When do you think the last time the mom paid her mortgage? When was that?
Pre-COVID.
But this is the way Gascon sees the world. He sees the criminal as being homeless and therefore is part of a protected class. So therefore, you need to treat them with different rules than you would treat anyone else.
This is what he did when we had the arsonist in the Palisades last year. He said, how dare you say that he's homeless?
That's right. And even though Chappelle is black, which is also a protected class, I'm sure, in George Gascon's mind, he's also a wealthy celebrity who was in the process of performing on stage that night. So from his point of view, Chappelle needs to check his privilege, and the homeless guy shouldn't be charged with a felony because people like Chappelle caused the price of housing to go up so high that the criminal couldn't afford to pay the rent, and therefore the family's getting evicted.
Through the same set of lenses, we look at the penal code, which is the process that we have to go by if we're going to prosecute a case.
Hey, you know what else is in the penal code? The death penalty. You've been taking that off some murder cases, have you?
How about that one?
How about gun enhancements? That's in the penal code.
We analyze the facts. We compare it to what the penal code asks. And then we determine, can we prosecute the case for a particular offense? In this particular case, after we looked at all the circumstances surrounding the case, we analyze it against California law. And we look at our burden of proof, which is a burden beyond a reasonable doubt. Our deputy, and again, I want to underline, I support her decision because she was right.
Oh, good. He had nothing to do with this.
He's throwing her under the bus again.
Determined that this was not felony conduct. There will be accountability. And as I mentioned before, the reason why we're convening this group is because I too feel...
Oh, yeah. He wants to create a council to talk about security at events in Hollywood.
Now, here's another question that makes me curious. There are career deputy district attorneys who have worked in that office for a very long time. They worked there under Jackie Lacey, under Steve Cooley, Gil Garcetti, and others. And then there's this whole cadre of people that he brought with him from the public defender's office who he keeps around him.
That's the inner circle.
Yes. I want to know if this decision was made from one of those crackpots that he brought in or from someone who actually knows what they're doing.
That there's a certain level of insecurity of these venues that it's not only impacting the entertainers, it's impacting the community as well, right? We saw in Houston there were 10 members of the public that died.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with this case.
Yeah, why don't you focus on this? Focus, little Ricky, focus.
And there were security failures there. And I don't necessarily think that we're immune from having what occurred in Houston occurring here. So what I want to make sure to reassure everyone, both the entertaining community as well as those that come to these venues, is that we're going to do everything that we can here in LA County to provide best practices.
And you're not doing that.
No. Let's review. A nut was able to get into the concert with a knife disguised as a gun. The nut was able to get on stage and assault one of the performers. The nut was then not even charged with a felony for doing that, which means the nut wins. And all the other nuts that are watching say to themselves, well, if he can get away with this, then what do you think I can get away with at the Laugh Factory or wherever else you want to see a show on stage? Right now, what he has done, whether he knows it or not, and who knows, he's got a room temperature IQ, whether he knows it or not, he has just emboldened any crazy person who is looking for a platform to promote whatever cause it is they want to promote, whether it's a political cause or something that's going on in their own family, someone's getting evicted. I don't know.
If the Lakers or the Clippers actually made it to the playoffs, we'd have those crazy chicken activists coming out here and gluing themselves to the court.
Yeah. If you're PETA, if you're People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, excuse me, Psychopaths for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and you want to call attention to whatever the subject du jour is, why not go on stage and assault LeBron James or on the court? If you're only going to get charged with a misdemeanor and rushing the court and smacking him around is something that will generate attention for your cause, why not do it?
Now, when George Gascon, because he does so few press conferences, he really doesn't know the reporters in Los Angeles County very well because, well, he worked up in San Francisco for the past 10 years. So he hasn't built a rapport with them. And he also doesn't know that if he calls on Phil Schumann from Fox 11, Phil Schumann's not going to let stuff go.
No, Phil is one of the best reporters in this city. And he reminded us why today.
I want to ask you about this and then also about the roundtable. So Michelle Dudd, she made that decision on her own. You weren't involved in that?
That's correct. You have to remember that this office looks at over 100,000 cases a year. I think anybody that thinks that I review every case in this office.
You know how sometimes you have pointed out that nervous laughter shows the kernel of truth?
Yes.
Looks at over 100,000 cases a year. I think anybody that thinks that I review every case in this office is not connected to reality. This is a very large county. I have very good people in our filing team, and they're well trained, and she made the right decision.
Was this not...
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Categorized as a wobbler.
Meaning that depending on how you look at the case, yes, you absolutely could charge this as a felony, as many law enforcement experts have said in the last week.
That's right. And that's not to say that he would be convicted. That's to say that you would prosecute it as a felony, and a judge and a jury would determine whether or not that is true.
The problem is that when you look at the totality of the circumstances here, the lack of injuries, no holding of the weapon, you know, there's too much.
So you're saying that if Dave Chappelle couldn't take the tackle, then you'd charge him?
So if that was Lady Gaga and she went down like a bowling pin, then maybe things would be different.
The problem is that when you look at the totality of the circumstances here, the lack of injuries, no holding of the weapon, you know, there's too many factors that really tilt the scale towards a misdemeanor as opposed to a felony.
But was it a wobbler?
Well, we determined that it would not be a felony, yeah. Right? So that's why we are...
Well, that's what a wobbler is. It could be a felony, it could be a misdemeanor.
But I love Phil Schumann.
He is not letting him go. This is, so to speak, a man who brought a knife to a gunfight. He is not equipped to deal with Phil Schumann.
Well, we determined that it would not be a felony, yeah. Right? So that's why we are...
What a wobbler is. It could be a felony, it could be a misdemeanor.
But that's based on the analysis of the facts. And based on the analysis of the facts, our filing deputy correctly, I believe, reached the opinion that this case was a misdemeanor. If the case would have occurred in an area where we prosecute misdemeanors, we would have filed the case as a misdemeanor. Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
No. It means you're doubling down on your bad decision.
So that was the press conference held by George Gascon a little less than an hour ago to explain himself for failing to give justice to Dave Chappelle.
And it's a rough day for DA George Gascon because there is another case that's blowing up in his face like a hillbilly's rifle.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have more on that, the Fix California Hour. It's 1246. Yesterday was a very tough day for Wall Street, and it looks like, Randy, today is not going in the right direction.
Yeah, I might still be time to, as they say, buy the dip because we're not seeing the recovery just yet. A mixed day on Wall Street right now. Markets are closing in 10 minutes. The NASDAQ is up a tiny bit. The S&P is pretty much flat. The Dow's down 100 points, but considering the day before it was down 600 points and the day before that was down 1,000 points, you know, I guess that's not the worst news.
This recovery is looking like Hunter Biden's recovery.
The problem is, at some point, the fear starts to set in. Is this just another, as we've seen the roller coaster volatility that we've had for the last 2 years, where we have these huge dips, but then these huge swings, and if you know when to get in, you buy the dip, you make a ton of money, or are we finally at the point where we're realizing all these companies are overvalued and the bubble's about to burst?
What was it that Anthony Scaramucci said when Russia invaded Ukraine?
Buy the invasion. And you know what? He was right. Because the stock market took a huge dump at the beginning of the war, and about a week later, a lot of that recovered.
I wonder if China's eyeing Taiwan. For all you investors out there.
How are those defense stocks doing?
I don't know. If they don't get control of this inflation, we might be in for a world of hurt. Especially with the cost of fuel going through the roof. Because that causes the prices for everything to go up. You see now that people can't get baby formula?
Wait, do you use gasoline for baby formula?
Well, no, but the gasoline is used to transport the baby formula.
You're going to have to go all natural.
Yeah. And now that they can't abort their kids anymore, they're going to need that baby formula.
Let's go to break.
Brandy's got a Java update for us.
A situation is going on in a Midtown Manhattan Starbucks. Actor James Cromwell, who's the old, he's one of the old people on Succession. He was on 6 Feet Under.
Wasn't he on Babe?
He was in Babe. Yeah. People recognize that guy. He's a big animal activist. And he was outraged when he found out that they are charging more for oat milk and almond milk at Starbucks than for cow milk. He thinks that's not fair to the animals. And so he super glued his hand to the counter at Starbucks.
I'm surprised any of the baristas even blinked an eye. Because I would say one out of three times that I actually physically go into a Starbucks, there's a crazy homeless person having an episode. If he's that angry over the price of his coffee going up, wait till he finds out what used cars are going for.
Apparently he was wearing his shirt when he did this stunt that said free the animals.
How cantankerous do you have to be such a drama queen that you're offended at a price hike to the point to where you're willing to glue yourself to a counter at an establishment?
He thinks that what it's not so much the price hike. He thinks it's not fair that they hike the price of the plant milks and not the milk.
All right. Well, what does this dummy think is going on with the supply chain? He thinks that suddenly the plant-based milk doesn't have to ride on the same trucks as everyone else, everything else.
But why is there a discount for the cow milk? I mean, I understand the almond milk. That is incredibly wasteful and costs a ton of money. But oat milk is cheap. Quaker's making that all day long.
But the cost is going up because the cost of everything is going up. The cost of gasoline is going up. The cost of fertilizer is going up. The cost of the pesticides, but everything's going up.
They're charging him an extra 25 cents for oat milk. It's outrageous, I tell you.
Well, there's a lot of things in the world to get worked up about. The cost of your latte. I don't know if that should be at the top of the list.
Eventually, James Cromwell realized that this was not getting the attention that he wanted it to. So he had to use one of those Starbucks knives to scrape off the glue so he could go about his day.
Well, they don't give you the cards anymore. They just put it on your phone.
It's 50 cents more for oat milk than cow milk.
Have you ever tried oat milk before?
Oh, I love it.
Never had a latte with that.
It's fine. It's a little sweet, which is great.
Okay. Two more hours coming up on the John Phillips Show right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.